Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
We're starting Nazir Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of the discussion of the four Shitas Hatanoim of when exactly you start a Naziris Tahira after a Naziris of Tumah. That means you had a Nazir, he became Tameh, so he obviously has to wait 7 days to become not Tameh anymore. Question is, when exactly do you start your Naziris Tahira? Shitas Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda was you start on the 7th day. Everyone else holds you start on the 8th day, but even on the 8th day, there are three Shitas. Rabbi holds that on the 8th day you start before you bring the carbon. The Chacham hold you have to bring the carbon, but you only have to bring the Chatas. We don't need you to bring the Asham. And Rabbi Shmuel holds you have to bring the Asham, but you don't have to bring the Oiler. We all have Exeris HaKasuv of Ahu. And there's definitely something that's not ma'akev. The question is, is it teaching us that the Asham is not ma'akev or the Oyla is not ma'akev? And the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel argued because the Rabbanon hold that you don't need a mir to say that you don't have to bring the Oyla. Because the Oyla is just a Dairin Ma'alma. It's not really for the Naziris. It's not a Chayva. It's just a Dairin. It's just a present. So there's no tzad that will be ma'akev. And therefore, the Pasuk of Ahu is telling us that the Asham is not ma'akev. That means you just bring the Chatas and you start counting your Naziris of Tahira. Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shor, B'yechir, and Breika, hold that this Oyla is a Chayvas Nazir, it's a Oyla's Chayva, and therefore you would have a Tzad, it's Ma'akiv, and there's a Kasiv that is not Ma'akiv. So it is a Machlaikis Tanayim, the Chacham, and Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shor, B'yechir, and Breika, if this Oyla is a Derim Ba'alma, or if this Oyla is Oyla's Chayva. The Gemara brings a Breisa, and Daf Yutes, Man Tan, Elohad Tan Rabbanon. We have a Breisa that says, Isha Shinadra Menazir, there's a braisa that says that Isha is mekabel naziris, and then she subsequently becomes tamei. After she becomes tamei, so theoretically she should be mechayev to bring the karbanos of a nazir tamei, but then the baal is made for her naziris. So when he's made for the naziris, so he's oiker the naziris. So theoretically she shouldn't have to bring any karbanos because now he was made for the naziris. But the Braisa says you bring the Chatas Ha'if and you don't bring the Oyla Ha'if, and the Gemara will explain why. Before the Gemara explains why, they have to explain who is this Tana. So Amar Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, it's Rabbi Shmuel. It must be Rabbi Shmuel. It must be Rabbi Shmuel. Only according to Rabbi Shmuel would we have a halacha that you bring a Chatas Ha'if and you don't bring an Oyla Ha'if. Taisus explains, the Ramaschal Amar, that according to the Rabbanon, you would bring an Oyla Ha'if also. We said the Yisayna Machlaikis had a Darshan Ahu. If it's saying that the Naziris Tahira doesn't need the Asham, or if it's saying that you don't need the Oyla, the Gemara said the basis of the Machlaikis is, how do we view the Oyla? Is the Oyla a Dairin Ba'alma, it's a present, or it's an Oyla Schaiva? So Taisva says, if it's a Dairin Ba'alma, it's just a present, so you can bring an Oyla on any day of the week. Any time a person wants, you can bring an Oyla Nadava. So why would the Halacha be that if Isha was Makabal Naziris, and then she became Tomei, and she was ready Ma'afrish Achadis Alif and Oyla Saif, and now the husband was Mefer? So we say you can't bring the Oyla Ha'if. Taisus says that the Rav Chisda's reasoning is that according to the Rabbanon, what's stopping you from bringing the Oyla Ha'if? Let him bring the Oyla Ha'if. It's a Derim Ba'alma. You can bring an Oyla Ha'if for Oyla Sandav whenever you want. Only according to Rabbi Yishmael B'nai Shor B'yechon and Breika, that the Oyla Ha'if of a Nazir Tamei, is a Oyla Ha'iva, then we understand that you can't just bring it whenever you want. And since over here you were made for the Naziris, and the Naziris is batel, therefore you cannot bring the Oyla Ha'if. That's Rav Chisda's reasoning why it has to be Rabbi Shmuel and not the Chacham. The problem is that we have a rule, the Gemara brings it down many times in Kachim, that a Meisir Oyla is Karav Oyla. For example, someone says, Harei Alai Oyla, and he's Mafrish in Oyla, and then he loses the Karban Oyla. So he brings a different carbon in the place of the one he lost, and now he finds the original Oyla. So the halacha is, since there's such a musig, such an idea as an Oyla's Nedava, so even though you were mafrish this Oyla for a neder that you made, and you already mekayim the neder, but still, in Meisir Oyla, you set a raised Oyla on this animal, so this Oyla is brought as an Oyla, even though you were mekayim your neder already. Because a Meisir Oyla is carved Oyla. So here also, you set a raised Oyla, and Enoch Hanami now, there was a hafara here, so you were oikah the entire Naziris, but what's stopping you from being in this Oyla? Taisus had said that according to the Chacham that it's a Derim Ba'alma, we have no problem if you bring it. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shabbi Yechon, and Braiko, that's the Elas Chayva, we can't let you bring it. So the Bishop Rav asked, why not? There's nothing stopping you from bringing this Ayla. Every Meiser Ayla is Karav Ayla. So the Chidushi Agriz, Bishop Rav stencils, he says that you obviously only say the halacha, the Meiser Ayla is Karav Ayla, when it was originally an Ayla's diamond. It was originally made as an Ayla's Nadava. It was a present by Alma. He one day decided, I want to give an Ayla. So there we say that if you were mapish another one, and you brought another one, there's just an extra one, so a Meiser Ayla is Karav Ayla. But when originally you were mapish it for an Ayla's Chayva, so then you do not say this rule of Meiser Ayla Karav Ayla, and you cannot bring it even as a Dairin Ba'alma. That's how the Bisgrav wants to say in stencils. However, in his Sefer on the Rambam and Hilchas Naziris, over there the Bisgrav proves from the Mishnah in Zvachim that an Ayla's Chayva, he's talking about an Eilas Mitzayra, which is an Eilas Chayva, in a case that it can't be brought for its original Chiyav, it will be able to be brought as a Derim Ba'alma. So he argues on this Taisus. How could Taisus say that according to Bishmol, B'nai Shabbi Yechon and Breika, that it's not a Derim Ba'alma, you're not able to bring this Eila? So the question had been, why can't you bring it as Derim Ba'alma? We had brought up an answer that maybe you don't bring a Derim Ba'alma when it was originally Hufrish for an Eilas Chayva. So the Biskarov proves from the Mishnayos and Zvachim that it still could be brought as a Derim Ba'alma. In a case that you can't bring it for the first Chayva, you still apply the rule of Meisa Ayla, Ayla. So the Biskarov wants to argue on Taisus. He says the point of the Gemara that's being Taila in Rabbi Shmuel and not the Rabbanon. You don't learn like Taisus. Taisus had said that the Chilik is that according to the Rabbanon, you would be able to bring it for an Ayla, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't bring it for an Ayla. The Bisgrav wants to say that Lekuliyama, you could bring it for an Eila if you want. The question over here is, are you Mechuyiv to bring it as an Eila? According to the Chachamim, you would be Mechuyiv to bring it as an Eila? Only according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's understandable this that the Braisa says, Eina Mevia, the Eila Sa'if would make sense, because you're not Mechuyiv to bring it. Now that needs beer. Why would there be a difference between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel, Legabe the Chiyiv to bring it? The case is, you were mafrish, an oilas ha'oif, because you're a nazir tame. Then you had a hafara. Why should the fact that it's a derim ba'alma, or an oilas chayva, play a role in your chiyiv to bring it? Either way you look at it, either you say that now that there's a hafara, so there's no chiyiv, so the kuliyama is no chiyiv, and if they retain the chiyiv that you originally had, you should have the chiyiv of the kuliyama. So Briskarov explains, this is really based on a Briskarov we're going to talk about later in this year, but the Bisgrav has a famous yesod in every hafara. He says, every hafara, when the Baal is mefer, the neder that Aisha makes, he says it can't be, he proves from later on in our Amud, that it's not a regular gili milsalam arfei. It means we know later on, the Gemara says, a shayla, if it's maker akir or megis gaiz, does he uproot it retroactively, or he just cuts it off from now on? And the Gemara comes out as maker akir. He definitely knocks it off retroactively. But the Bisgrav proves that it doesn't mean that he knocks it out retroactively because he creates it as if it was a tais meikara. That means when you have, let's say, a mekach tais, it means I sell you something, and it turns out there was a tais. I sold you a car, and it turns out it's missing a substantial part of the car, so we say it's a mekach tais, and it's a gili milsalam afreya that the sale never happened because I never had das to buy such a car. So retroactively, there never was a kinyan. We thought there was a kinyan until now. Now we realize there was never a kinyan. That's a simple gili milsalam afreya. Hafara of a baal, the Biskarov wants to say, is not retroactively telling us that we made a mistake that we thought there was a neder. Rather, there was a neder, and it was here till now. And mikanu l'haba l'mafreya, we say that it's not here anymore. That means till now, it was definitely here. Even today that you're doing the Akira, you're not saying it was never here. Rather, you're saying, even though it was here yesterday, but today we're saying, that means klape today, we're going to look at it as if you never had it. But klape yesterday, when we deal with shailos of yesterday, it definitely was here. You definitely were in Nazir on Sunday. On Monday, we say that from now on, from Monday and on, you never were a Nazir. But even on Monday, we agree that on Sunday, you were a Nazir. And the Havana of such a thing is, and I'm going to explain, Just like you have a situation where you can make a ma'isa today to be chal at a later time, you can make a ma'isa on Sunday and make a kedushin lachalamid or a kinyan lachalamid. I want it to be chal at a later time, so you make the ma'isa today and the chalais at a later time. So too, you could have the opposite. You could have a ma'isa today and a chalais yesterday. On Monday, you go ahead and make a ma'isa akira that uproots what you did on Sunday. But you only did that ma'isa on Monday. So even on Monday, you're going to agree that on Sunday that you hadn't done the ma'isa yet, there definitely was the chalais kaim. There's nothing stopping that chalais from being in the world. Only on Monday that you did the ma'isa to ruin Sunday's chalais, from then on, we look at it as if there was never a chalais on Sunday. That does not have so many nafkaminas for our present discussion, but one point, it's relevant, because the Bris Grav says, since there's an Akira going on, it's not a Gili Milsalam Afreya, it's not Pshat, that retroactively we're realizing that it was a mistake that we thought you had a Neder. Rather, all we're saying is that you made an Akira today to uproot it yesterday, so then he has this famous Chilik of the Bris Grav. Only things that are an integral part of the actual Naziris will be included in the Akira. But anything that's a sidebar, anything that's a side din of a Nazir, that thing will not be included in the Akira. Now, he needed this Hakdama, because if you would say it's a Gili Milsalam Afreya that you were never a Nazir, then there's no difference if it's an integral part of Naziris or a side issue. Either way, turns out we made a mistake that we thought you were a Nazir, so who cares how related the din that we're dealing with is to the actual Naziris. Either way, we're realizing today that you were never a Nazir. So there'll be no makim to differentiate between what type of dinim we're dealing with. Only because the Bris Grav has this chiddush that it's an akira mikanun ha'abalam afreya. Only from now on we say that your oikir yesterday is chalois, then we could be mechalik this differentiation. Only things that are in the essence, in the etzem naziris, then we would say that they're involved in the akira, but anything that's a side issue is not included. Therefore, the Bris Grav wants to say a beautiful thing. If you learn like the Rabbanon, that's a Dairin Ba'alma. That means every Nazir Tameh has a din to bring as a present, nothing to do in essence of the carbon that you're bringing, any relation to this Naziris. You're a Nazir, you become Tameh, so you have to bring a certain present. If you have to bring a certain present, not really a Nazir Dikir carbon, so it will not be included in Akira. Only according to Bishmal, B'nai Shabbi Echon Rabbaika, that the essence of this Oilas Ha'if is a Oilas Chayva. That means every Nazir Tomei has to bring a Chatos and a Oila. So these are the Kabbalahs of your Naziris. So when you're Iker the Naziris, and retroactively was saying that from now on you were never a Nazir, included in that Akira would be anything that's the essence of the Naziris, which include the Chatos and the Oila. So from now on, you never had a Naziris, and you never had a Chiyav Oilas Ha'if. So you're not Mechayiv today to bring this Oilas Ha'if, because we were Iker that Chiyav. Because that entire chiyuv that you had on your kakaf de gavra to bring the eilas ha'if, today we made an akira on that. We uprooted that chiyuv totally. So you're not mechiyuv. But according to the Rabbanan, that's a derin ba'alma. The eilas is not an integral part of the chiyuv naziris. Rather, the din that another tummy has to also have sa'idinim. Besides the essence of a nazir, bringing a chatas, you also have to bring a present. It's a sa'idin, it's not the actual naziris. So the akira will not affect this din eila. It will not talk to the Oilah. So we're uprooting the entire Naziris and any dinim that are in the essence of the Naziris, but any side dinim are not included. Therefore, since the Rabban holds an entire Ba'am, it's not included in the Akira, and therefore you would be Mechayiv to bring it. So the Braisa that said, Enim Avi Oilah Sa'if, the Bris Grav had pointed out, it can't be a chilik between the Rabban and Yishmael if you're allowed to bring it, because the Kuli Alma you're allowed to bring it. The question is, are you Mechayiv to bring it? So the Bris Grav had asked, why should there be a chilik between the Rabban and Yishmael about the Chayiv to bring it? So now he's saying a beautiful answer. Since the Akira only works on things that are the etzim naziris and not on side issues, therefore, only if you hold that it's a chayva, it's an oilas chayva, then it's included in the Akira, but if it's derim ba'alma, it would not be included in the Akira. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that this teretz, that is Rabbi Shmuel, doesn't suffice. Because Enoch Nami, we've explained why you don't bring an oilas ha'if, but we still have to explain the chilik between an oilas ha'if and a chadas ha'if. The Gemara asks me one of Shach. If we hold that a Baal is Megis Gaius, which means he only uproots the Neder Mikanu Lahaba from now on, then Eilas Ha'if Nami Laisi. So if we say that the entire Naziris was intact till now, so there's no reason that he shouldn't have to bring the Eilas Ha'if. Since at the time that you became Tameh, you were a Nazir, and you were matame, so you have a chiyuv to bring the chalitz aleif on ha'el saif. Ein hachanami, today you're not a nazir, but what's stopping you from bringing the chalitz aleif? So what are you going to tell me? That baal maker akir, that retroactively you were never a nazir, and therefore you never had any chiyuvim. So then, if you hold baal maker akir, you shouldn't have to bring anything. You shouldn't even have to bring the chalitz aleif, because you were never a nazir. The more answers, it has to be going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and that Rabbi Shmuel holds like a blazer akafir. Blazer akafir, Rabbi holds that every nazir tameh, the Gemara says maybe even a nazir tahir, there's a chait going on, and you're bringing the carbon for the chait. Since you're bringing the carbon for the chait, therefore, even though there was a hafara, you still have to bring the carbon, because you still did the chait. The Gemara says the chait is that you messiah yourself, and it's a chait to be messiah yourself unnecessarily. So Tosis asks the obvious question. He asks that since chadis is not a dairin, chadis only brought if there's a chiyuv, and here that you were oikir your naziris, so hechi maisi chadis ki hefer lo, ain't ka naziris l'mafreya. Turns out there was never a naziris, so how do you bring a chadis? So Tosis says, since we're going according to Blazar Kafir, and there was a chait b'shaitre, there was a time that you did a chait, there was a time that you were a nazir b'ister, so enechanami now, you were oiker than a zeros, but since we have a halacha that a chatas ha'if is ba'al asafik, so a chatas could come with easier guidelines and other kabanais, so since it could even be brought on a safik, so ba'alila kolduhu, for any slight reason, we're going to be mechayv you and enable you to bring the chatas ha'if, and therefore even though it's not a diamond, it could be brought. But Tosfos in the Ramas Lamatzayer asks a very important question. He asks, what's the difference between a Nazir Tameh and a Nazir Tahar? By a Nazir Tahar, the Gemara says that if she's Mekabel Nazirus and the Baal is Mefer, she does not bring the Chatos. But if we're going like, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKafir, and we're saying that every Nazir is a Chayti because he's Mitzayer Asvim and a Yayin, so it's not really the Tumah that's the Chayt, the actual entire Kabbal Nazirus is the Chayt. When you're matami, you're shana b'chait, the Gemara says, but the actual aveira that we're dealing with and calling you a chaita for is the fact that you're makabal naziris, which is causing yourself tsar. So why is the halacha that by a nazir tahar and you have a far that you don't bring the chata? So Taisus answers, because since a regular nazir, a nazir tahar, after you finish your naziris, you bring a chatas behema. The Gzeirah Kasev was that for the chait of a nazir tahar, you bring a chatas behema, and for the chait of a nazir tameh, you bring a chatas aif. So since you bring in a behema, the chatas behema for being a nazir tahar, and a chatas behema is not something that's baal asafik, so over here that you have a hafara, we already said it's on the level of baal asafik, it's not a full chiv, because you did a hafara, so only things that can be baal asafik, they don't need a total chiv to be able to bring it. If something's ba'al asaf, it could be ba' on something that had an afar, but a chatz behemoth that can't be ba'al asaf, it can't be brought on something that had an afar. Adkan divrei Tosfos. So, besides the fact that it's a hard distinction between a chatz behemoth and a chatz ha'if, the whole idea of Tosfos, that you're bringing a carbon, a chatz ha'if, since it's ba'al asaf, you could bring in an alila kaldu. Even for a small reason, you could bring the chatz ha'if. The question is, why is there even a small reason? If we hold that you are Akir Lama Freya, and Akir Lama Freya Kipshute means that it was a Gili Mils Lama Freya that you never had a nether, so it turns out she never made a nether. You thought she had a nether, it seemed like she made a nether, but now that the Baal is made for it, he was Akir Lama Freya. There was never a nether. So how can we say that you still have to bring a Chadzai because Alila Kaldu, you bring a carbon? How can you bring a carbon if it turns out you never made a nether? There was a mistake this that we thought you made a nether. So this is one of the Brisker Rav's big rayas to his yisod we mentioned earlier. He has another similar kasha because the halacha is that a nazir tahar means an isha that was a kabbal naziris and she was not over, she did not become tameh, and now the baal is mefer. The halacha is, even if she was mafish the chatas is not going to be brought, it goes lamisa. So Brisker Rav asks, if hafara is oiker than naziris l'mafreya, it turns out that the entire hafrasha was a mistake, so there should be no din misa. Only if you have a good hafrasha and you can't bring the carbon, then we say, it's also l'misa, halacha mashi m'sinai. But if it turns out there was never a hafrasha, it was a mistake that you were ever a nazir, if a regular person that's not a nazir says, arezu chat is nazir, that's not chal at all, and it's not going to be also l'misa. So it turns out you were never a nazir, so this that you said, arezu chat is nazir, shouldn't work at all, And the halacha should be that it should be bought the entire hegdish, and it should be not be azal misa. So a very similar kasha. He has two questions. Why in our sugya is the halacha by nazir tamei that we're enabling you to bring a chadas ha'ayif even though you were oikirit lamafreya? Turns out there was never an aziris tamei to mechayiv you the chadas behema. So why is the chadas ha'ayif? So why is the halacha that you bring the chadas ha'ayif? That's one question. And the second question is by nazir tar. Why is the halacha that's azal misa? The halacha should be that the entire hegdish is batal, and it should be azal l'chaim. You can do whatever you want with it because the entire hegdish is batal. So from these two rayas, the Biskarov and the Chazaniris proves that the akira of maker akira is not an akira l'mafreya. It's not a gili milsa ba'amah that you made a mistake. It's like we mentioned earlier. It's a maisa akira being done today, that you're doing a maisa today to uproot what you had yesterday. And even today, if there'll be something negeya yesterday, if on Monday you want to know if on Sunday, legabe halachas of Sunday, if you had an aziris, you definitely had an aziris. On Monday we make that from now on you never had an aziris. But even today we know that at the time on Sunday, at the time that you had an aziris, the time you made an aziris before that farah, there was a perfect aziris. Therefore, since there's an akira taking place, there's a maisa of uprooting the aziris, and it's not just a gili muslim afreya. You're not showing us that we were mistaken that there was an aziris. Rather, there was an aziris till now, and now we're uprooting it. Therefore, the Biskarov says you have to be mechalik between what dinim you're uprooting. If the dinim that you're coming to uproot are the etzem, the essence of the naziris, for example, the chiyuv to bring the asham and the oila, those are things that you're bringing because you're a nazir. So if today you're being oikir the naziris, and you're being oikir l'mafreya, so from now on you were never a nazir. From now on you were never a nazir. There's an akira on all dinim naziris, including that akira would be the asham and the oila. However, the chatas is for the chatas is coming for the chait, according to Bozar Kafir. If it's coming for the chait, that's not the etzem naziris. You're not bringing this carbon because you're a nazir. You're bringing this carbon because when you were mekabel naziris, you happen to have also done a chait. Since you did a chait, if you're mekabel naziris, therefore you're bringing a carbon. But that's not the essence of being a nazir. It's not dine nazir that a nazir has to bring these kabbanos. Rather, while you were being a nazir, you happen to have done something else. And actually, every nazir in the world does that other thing, but that's not from the actual essence of being a nazir. A nazir has to bring an asham and an oila, and since he did a chait, he also has to bring a chatas. Therefore, since we established that it's only mikana lahabalam afreya, so it's a maisa akira, so it only works on the things that are the etzem naziras, therefore, legabi oila and asham, we say that from now on Monday when you did the maisa akira, you are not anymore, forever after, you are not considered that you were ever a nazir, therefore you do not have to bring an oila and asham, but when it comes to a chatas, you're going to have to bring the chatas. What's stopping you from being the chatas? You never had a maisa akira done to the chatas because the chatas is not the etzem naziris. That's why, the Biskarov says, it's understandable the two kashas that we started off with. One kasha was, why does our Gemara help to say it's a blazer kafir? But still, if there's a maisa akira, I'm afraid you were never a nazir, so you never really did a chait of being mitzayir asmim in a yayin. Because you only considered mitzayir asmim in a yayin if you were a nazir. We all know if someone doesn't drink wine for 10 days, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. It's only if you were mekabel naziris, which didn't allow you to drink yayin, mi'ikur d'dina, you made a halacha on yourself, you now drink wine, then you have to bring a carbon. And since the question had been that since you were ikur, it turns out you never made a naziris, so you never mitzayir asmei mi'ikur d'dina, so why you bring a carbon? The answer is, since it's only mekabel l'balam afreya, and since the chait is a side issue, therefore, the akira does not talk, it does not deal with the chait. And therefore, even today, we say your chiyuv never went off because you would never oiker the chiyuv chatas, which is bar on the chet, which is a side issue to the actual naziris. And it's also understandable why the halacha is that the hafrasha that you make by a nazir tahar before the hafara, we said the halacha is that the chatas is meis. So the Biskarov asked, why is the chatas meis? Turns out the hafrasha was a mistake. The answer is, since the chatas is for the chet to be mitzara through neyayin, therefore, you never have a akira legabe that because it's a side issue, and therefore, theoretically, you should be able to bring the carbon. Just as a new halacha that if the person right now, at the time you're bringing the carbon, you're not a nazir, so you cannot bring this carbon. The carbon of chatas behema needs a tanai that you're a nazir at the time of the akrava. So it's a good hafrasha, and you should be able to bring the carbon, but there's a new din that if right now you're not a nazir, you can't bring the carbon. So that's how Biskarov answers those two questions that were bothering him. If it's a akira l'mafreya, why is the halacha that you could bring a Nazir Tomei could bring the Chatas Ha'oif after the Afara, and the halacha was, the halacha is that a Nazir Tahar has a din on the Chatas that it's mace. So now that we came to this Madrega, the Bishop Rav says, now we can understand the chilik between a Nazir Tahar and a Nazir Tomei. Taisa had asked, if you bring it for the Chait, so having Nazir Tahar after Afara should bring the Chatas because of the chait. And Ein Echram, you make her ukr, but Al Gemara says, even if you make her ukr, you still have enough of a chait here to bring the carbon. So he was machal between a chatas behema and a chatas ha'oif. But the Bishgrav says, according to what he's saying, you don't need any special chilukim. Rather, we'll say like this. The akira, since it's mechal balma freya, it's only an akira on the things that are on the etzim naziris. Anything that's a side issue is not going to have the akira. Therefore, since chatas is baal chait, there's no akira on that, and theoretically you should be mechuyev the chatas, bein chatas behema, bein chatas ha'if. There's no difference between a nazir tahar and a nazir tameh. You should always be mechuyev the chatas. However, the halacha is that by a regular chatas behema, by a regular nazir tahar, after afara, the behema is mace. Why is the behema mace? Why don't you bring the carbon? So we said, but scrub is mechuyev from this halacha, that there's a tanai that a carbon nazir tahar has to be brought when you're a nazir. That tanai is never said by behemah tmeya, by a nazir tamei. How do you know? Because Al Gemara says that by a nazir tamei, the Gemara asks, imegas gaiyas, you should bring the carbon. You should bring both kabanas. What's the Gemara's question? If imegas gaiyas, it means you're not a nazir at the time that you bring the carbon. Clearly, you see from Al Gemara that by a nazir tamei, that you're bringing the kabanas because you went through a period of naziris tamei. There's no reason that you have to be a nazir at the time you bring the carbon. The kabanas you're bringing are for the fact that you went through a period of naziris tamei. So if you're bringing the kabbanas, you went through a period of nazir's tumah, even if right now you're not a nazir, you can bring the kabbanas. Only by nazir tar do we find the halacha that a nazir tar, after you finish your nazirus, brings a carbon if he's a nazir at the time of the hakrava. So we say that if you're not a nazir at the time of the hakrava, because there's a megas guys, because there's a hafara, even if it's only megas guys, that right now you're not a nazir, you don't bring the kabbanas. So that will be the chiluk between a nazir tar and a nazir tameh. That means the akira does not affect the dine chatas, because the chatas is baal achay, which is a side issue, doesn't have the akira, so you should bring the carbon, but there's a tanai by nazir tar, that you have to be a nazir at the time of that krava. Nazir tamei never has such a tanai, therefore you can answer his question beautifully, that only nazir tamei could bring a carbon today, but nazir tar can't. Continuing on with the Gemara says that the chait, according to Bozar HaKafir, is that you matzair atzma yimin ayayin. So the obvious question is that the Gemara of Gimel had a whole different havana in the chait. The Gemara says the chait is that every nazir is putting himself into a dangerous predicament. The Gemara says Shema Yavar al Nazirayisav. We're afraid when you're mekabel naziris, there's a good chance you're going to be over on your naziris, and that's the chait. That's the problem with being a nazir. So how do you stem these two Gemaras? Our Gemara says the problem of being a nazir, the chait of being a nazir, is that your Metzayer Atzmin Ayayin, you're unnecessarily painting yourself. That's a chait. Something wrong with that. There's something wrong with being Metzayer yourself unnecessarily. The Mother of Gimel doesn't seem to be worried about that. The Mother over there is worried that you're going to be over. So the Shita and the Gimel, an example from Ben Israel, that's Machalik Zasugis. Machalik between the two Sugis, what's the chait of being a nazir? However, the Rishash and the Beis Obeis has a beautiful Taish in the Gemara over there. And that would answer our question. The Rishash says, when the Gemara says, Shem Yavra al Nizirayisav, it doesn't mean that we're afraid you'll be over in your Naziris. It doesn't mean that we're afraid you'll trip up and do an Aveira, and therefore the Chait is you put yourself into such a dangerous situation. Rather, he explains, that Tosfos on Daf Gimel says, that any time a Nazir becomes Tamei, we're worried they'll have Charata. He originally had intended to be a Nazir for 30 days, and now, let's say after 20 days, he becomes Tamei. Now he's going to have to go through a whole Naziris Tumah Parsha, and be Megaleach, and be Kabbanos, and then start over the entire 30 days. So we'll have Charata there, he ever was Mekabel the Naziris. So the Rishash says, that is the Etzem HaChet, that we're afraid you're going to be Mescharet. And he explains that the Chet, when you're Mescharet, what's the problem? The problem is that now you were Metzair Asmim and Ayayin without being a Nazir. If you have Charata, and you try to nullify this that you were a Nazir, so it turns out you were be Mitzari yourself without the mitzvah of a Nazir. He says in short words that every Nazir, at least you have the mitzvah of being a Nazir, counteracting the Aveir of being Mitzari yourself. But now that you're having Charata, and you're wishing that you never were a Nazir in the first place, so now you have a situation where your Messiah asked him in a Yayin without the mitzvah. So when the Gemara says, Shami Yavra al Nizirayisav, he says the Daichik, but he says it would seem that Taisha learned the Gemara, Yavra al Nizirayisav, we're afraid that you'll be Mavir Nizirayisav, you'll try to uproot the Nizirayisav. We're afraid that you're going to have Harat on your Naziris. Doesn't mean that you're going to do an Avera, it means you're going to try to uproot it. By having Harat, then you're going to uproot it. And the problem by uprooting, what's the problem? The Rishon says the problem is, let me Metzayah yourself without being a Nazir. So it's Mamash our Gemara. Our Gemara says, enough you test, the problem is you Metzayah yourself. That's Mamash the same din as the Gemara of Gimel, that you're Mavral and Zeroysev. Because Mavral and Zeroysev means that we're afraid you're going to try to uproot your Naziris. And the problem with uprooting your Naziris is that you're left with Metzayah has been without the mitzvah. So according to Rishon, it's beautiful that our Sigur and Nav Gimel mean exactly the same thing. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah had said, Yotze v'nichnes oylo min aminyan, which means that if someone is mekabel naziris in the Beis HaKvarois, so he has no chiyuv karban. But if he's yotze v'nichnes, then oylo min aminyan, and he has a chiyuv karban. So the Gemara asks, just because you went out, why does that make a chiyuv karban? So the Gemara says that obviously it means he went out and he became tahar. Yotze v'hizah v'shana v'taval. So now he became tahar, and now he's oylo min aminyan. So the Gemara asks, why do we have to say they went back in? If it meant Yotza and he became Tahar, so it's Eilam and Aminyan, so why does he have to say that he went back? The Gemara asks, Nichnas Uda Eilam and Aminyan, Loi Nichnas Ein Eilam and Aminyan? If he became Tahar, so now you start counting Nazir's Tahara, why do we have to give a case that he went back in? The Gemara answers, Loi Miboy Kamar, Loi Miboy Yotza. Obviously, if you go out, you can start counting, and you become Tahar, you can start counting Nazir's Tahara. We're saying a Chiddush that even if you were Nichnas, Eilam and Aminyan, even if you went out and went right back in, still Eilam and Aminyan, and you're going to have a Chi of carbon. What's the Chiddush? Taisus explains that even if you were Nichnas by Beyayim, you're still Eilam and Aminyan, which means you'll still have to bring a carbon tumor. Taisus Lashon is, Salkadai dechamino loy solik le mixas tire mishahiza achinitma. This person was only tar for a very short time. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, he had his second Hiza, now he becomes tar, and at 4 o'clock he went back in. So you would think this is not enough to mechayev you a new carbon, kamash malon, that you're chayev. The question is, why in the world shouldn't it be enough? You were nazir tamei, you became ois tamei, you went through the process of becoming tar, so now you're tar. Why should there be a time amount that you would think you need to have another carbon? So one could say that part of a day only works with the guidelines of mixas yem kikulei. And mixas yem kikulei maybe needs that you should finish off the day b'taira. We know by Azov, you only say Mikzis Yom Kikulai if you don't see the entire day. And Azov, in the beginning of the day, we say Mikzis Yom Kikulai, we can treat you like tar. But if you see later on in the day, then you ruin your Mikzis Yom Kikulai. So one could think, maybe that would be the Havin and Al Gemara, that you don't say Mikzis Yom Kikulai in a case that you became tar in the afternoon, if you don't end off the day tar, and if you become Tameh before the end of the day, so you never really had a Taira that's considered a full day, so maybe that wouldn't be called a Yom of Taira, and therefore you wouldn't have to bring another Chi of Karban. But that's a hard shot to say, because whoever said you need a day, whoever said you need a full day of Taira to start dining, do we have Mixes Yom Kikulay or not? Only if you need a Yom Shalem, then we can start saying maybe it's not Mixes Yom Kikulay. But L'chayra, all you need to do is finish your Tumah, now you're starting your Taira. If you start your Taira, you become Tameh, the Lacha is that you bring a Karban. So what's the Chiddush of this Braisa, of the Mishnah actually, that's saying that if you go in right away, you became Tara, and you went right away and became Tama, you still have to bring a carbon. The Biskarov says, in stencils, a beautiful pshat, he says that we know Rabbi Lazar holds, you need a stira of 2 days. On the first day, it's not called a stira. The Baron holds, no, even on the first day, it's considered a stira. So we could clear. Is pshat Rabbanon that on the first day, it's a stira because we don't need a tira stira? All we need is that you were tar and now you became tameh. Any person that's tar and becomes tameh brings a carbon. Only the laws are holes, you need a holy stira. You need to uproot. You need to destroy the naziris. So to be called a destruction on the naziris, you need 2 days. The Baron don't have that whole idea. All they need is that you were nazir tar and you become tameh, therefore you bring a carbon. That's one side. But it could be, the Biskarov says, that's what he wants to be mechia from this Gemara, that the Rabbanon agreed to the idea of uprooting a naziris. They just told you could uproot a Naziris in 1 day, you don't need 2 days. It's cool that you uprooted the Naziris on the first day. You were a Nazir for 1 day, and now you got uprooted. That alone is called uprooting a Naziris. You don't have to do it on the second day, it could even be on the first day. But once we understand that it's an uprooting, it's a stira that's taking place, even like the Rabbanon, then it's easier to understand our Gemara. That's what the Brisker Rav says, that even according to the Rabbanon, there is a stira going on. So one would assume that if the entire time that you were Tahar was from the Hiza until the Tumah, until the Nichnas, was a very short time, so you don't have the Yosais or anything. If you didn't get it off the ground, if you didn't have a Yom of Naziris, either the beginning of the day or the end of the day, then there would be a happening that's not called a stira. Since you were only a Nazir Tar for an insignificant amount of time, so maybe that wouldn't be called a stira. Kamash from Narabraisa, that is enough for a stira. As long as you were Tar for some time, that's called a stira, and you don't need any Chalois day to have a Mixed Yom Kikuloi to be considered a Yom Shalem to be able to be called a stira. Now, continuing on with the Gemara on Beis, the Gemara brings down the din of Rabbi Lazar, that you need two yamim. It says yamim harishayim yiplu. So we learn out that every stira has to knock out 2 days. And if you say so, the last day, if someone's mekabel naziris for 100 days, and on day 100 he becomes tamei, you're not going to be oikir the entire naziris. Taisus brings down, we've had it a few times in the Masechta, that even on the last day, you're not say so the entire thing. You are say so 30 days. Taisus brings down the drasha. Says zayis tayras anazir b'yayim alois nitma. We learn out that if it's on Yom Elois, Tein Lei Tayres Nazir, not Seis the entire thing, but you do have a din that you have to be a Nazir for another 30 days. So Tayres asks the obvious question, why do we need a halacha, a pasuk of Yom Rishonim Yiplu, that any Riyah that takes place on the last day is not an Akira, because you don't have any days afterwards, you only Seis days before, you're not Seis any days afterwards. What do you need that pasuk for? Once we have a drasha of Zayis Tayres HaNazir B'Yom Elois, then on the last day, you can have another 30 days. So obviously, you're not saying to the entire Naziris. If you're saying to the entire Naziris, you wouldn't only have 30 days. If there's a Xerza Kosev that on the Yom Elois, you only have 30 days, you only get a Tyrus Nazir. So obviously, you're not saying to the entire minion. So why do you need a Pasuk of Yom Rishonim Yiplu to tell us about becoming Tamei on the last day? We already know it from the Tyrus Nazir. Tyrus answers that you would have thought that Yom Elois is day Kuf Aleph. That only if you become Tamei on day 101, that means you were Mekabel Naziris for 100 days, so you become Tamei on day 101, then you only have 30 days. But on day Kuf, you would be Eiker the entire Naziris. That's why I need the Pasuk. If you have Mishayim Yiplu, then on day 100 also, since there's no Achrein, there's no more days in the Naziris that you're being Eiker, so you're not Eiker the entire Naziris. That's Taisus' answer. The Brisker Rav, Chedushim, has a very interesting teretz. He says that he has a case well, you will not apply the rule of Zayis Tayres HaNazir, and that's why you need the halacha of Yom Rishonim Yiplu. The case is, let's say on day 99, middle of the day, you have a tumah that the halacha is, you're not Megaleach Alav. Later on, the Masechta will have a whole list of tumas that are not Seiser, but they do not, and they're not Mechayev HaGiluach. So you counted 98 days, now you're on day 99, middle of the day you become Tameh, you have to come Tar from that tumah. When you finish, you're going to be able to count day 99 as a full day, since you started off with Tyra, and even the end of the day, you only had a Tumah, which was not Saisa the entire Nazir, so it counts towards day 99, and you only have to count one more day. Now, if subsequently you get a Tumah of Tumas Mace, which should theoretically be Saisa, would you have the Halacha of Yom Elois? So Rabbi Grof says, obviously not. Yom Elois is on the last day that you're finishing up. This is the cost of on the day that you're finishing up, so you don't have a stira, you only have to do another 30 days. But now you're in the midst of tumah. You have to wait another 7 days till you start counting. So right now you're in a situation that you're not on Yom Elois. You're not up to the last day. You're gonna do this day after your 7 days of Tyra or 1 day of Tyra, then you're gonna start going back to the counting. That's gonna be Yom Elois. Today is not the Yom Elois. So if it's out of din of Yom Elois, you would not have the din of Yom Elois in 30 days. So if you wouldn't have the din of Yom Elois being 30 days, so I would think you say Sirakol. If you become Tummy right now, you should be Sayyid Sirakol. On that, we have a Sayyid Sirakol, so that Yom Rishonim Yiplu, you have to knock out 2 days. And here you're not knocking out 2 days, because you already counted day 99. You only have 1 day left. Since you only have 1 day left, you're not going to be Sayyid Sirakol. So if you would only have the Pasuk, Tayyus' question was, just have the Pasuk of Tayyus Nazir, of Zayyid Sirakol and Nazir B'Yom Elois, that din alone, that on Yom Elois, that in the Yom Elois, you only have another din of 30 days, tells you that you don't have a stira. Because Rav says, I have a case. If you became Tameh with a Tumah that's not Geleich Halav, and subsequently became a tumah that is galechalav, a tumas mace, on day 99, that would be a case where you cannot apply the rule of yom elois because it's not a yom elois, and there you need halacha of yom hashem yiplu that it won't be saiser because there's not 2 days left, there's only 1 day left. So this would be a nafkamina why you need the pasuk of yom hashem yiplu. The Gemara continues, Amalei Papa Labaya, Holin Yom in the Karminon, the Nafik Had U Maschilin Train, Adilma, the Nafik Train U Maschilin Tlasa. Papa's Masupik, if this halacha of Yom Hashanim Yiplu, in regards to the beginning of the Naziris, is it enough to happen that the Tumah happened on the second day? It means you had the entire first day, the Taira, and happened on the second day, or maybe you need 2 days of Taira and happened on the third day to have a Stira according to Belaza. And what's the Sfara? What's the Tzad? That you should need the third day. Taisa explains, because maybe you need a Yom Shalem. You need a Yom Shalem. The first day you did in the afternoon, so that's not a Yom Shalem. The second day is the first Yom Shalem. So to be called a steer, to be mechayev, you are karmon, you need to have a Yom Shalem. Gemara says you don't need it, because Yiplu is mashma koldu. But the Havan in the Gemara, Rapapa said that you need the way to the third day, is because you need a Yom Shalem of the second day. There's a very interesting Mefarish. Mefarish says that Tzad you should need till the third day is because you be'in on Shnei Yom Shleimim. You need to have 2 full days. That's why you have to wait till the third day. So the obvious Pella on the Mefarish is, even on the third day, you don't have 2 days of Shleimim. In a Chanami, you'll have the second day as Yom Shleimim, but the first day is not Yom Shleimim. The first day, he wasn't, you know, Mekabel Naziris at Nates. And even if it was, it takes him a few seconds to say it. So you're not going to have a full day. There's no way that you can have a full Naziris on the first day of your Kabbalah. So how could the Mefarish explain that the Tzad of the Gemara, that you have to wait till the third day to be called the Stira of 2 Yamim, to Mechayev your carbon, is because you need 2 Yam Shleimim. If you need 2 Yam Shleimim, you should have to wait till the fourth day. So you have to say, Chiddush from the Mefarish, that he holds that the first day is called Yam Shleimim. Because whenever you are Mekabel Naziris, till the end of the day, that's your Yom of being a Nazir. We don't look at the time that you were in a Nazir. At 1 o'clock, you were Mekabel Naziris, and you were a Nazir till the end of the day. That's a full day of Naziris. That's considered a day of being a Nazir. You were a Nazir from the time that you were a Nazir till the end of the day. On the second day, if you become Tummy middle of the day, then you're not a Nazir for the full time that you're supposed to be a Nazir. Because on the second day, you're supposed to be a Nazir the entire day. So on the first day that you were Mekabel Naziris, you were a Nazir for the entire day that you were a Nazir. On the second day, you're supposed to be a Nazir the entire day. If you become Tummy in the middle of the day, then you're missing that you weren't a Nazir for the full day. That means the big chiluk between the first day and the second day. On the first day that there was a time that you weren't a Nazir, we ignore that time. That's not included in the time of dealing with were you a totally a Nazir on Sunday. Because if you're Mekabel in the middle of Sunday, so till you were a Nazir, we ignore. And from the time that you were Mekabel to be a Nazir to the end of the day, that's a full day of being a Nazir. And on the second day, you need a full day of being a Nazir. So on the second day, Pepayel, in actuality, you're going to need to have the whole day because then you're already a Nazir before. So to be called a Nazir in the entire day is only going to be if you were a Nazir the entire day. If you become time in the middle of the day, Rapapa has a Tzad, so it's not a Yom Shalom because you're supposed to be a Nazir the rest of the day. Becoming a Nazir, coming Tummy in the middle of the second day is not called that the second day is a full day. Half of the first day is better than half of the second day. Half of the first day, at least from the time you were a Nazir, you were totally a Nazir without a stop. On the second day, you were a Nazir and still you stopped. You came Tummy in the middle of the second day. That would be a chisaron of Yom Shleim. That's how you have to learn the Mefarish. That's the Machleik, is the Mefarish and Tais. Tais learns the Gemara that we're dealing with the third day because you only need 1 day Shalem. And the second day would be Shalem. The first day is not Shalem. The Mefarish learns you need 2 days Shalem. The first day is considered Shalem, even though you're missing the beginning. The second day won't be called Shalem unless you have the end. Therefore, you need the third day. Now we'll continue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the bottom of your Testament base, Misha Nazar, Naziris Harbe, Vehishlames, Nazirusai, Vachak Balaret, Vishame, Aimrim Nazar, Shleshim Yoim, Vesil, Aimrim Nazar, Betchila. So Machlaik is Vishame and Vesilo. If someone was Mekabel Naziris in Chutzlaretz, Bishamai holds as a Knas, then when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he still has to do another 30 days, even if he was Mekabel 10 years, and he did 10 years of being a Nazir in Chutzlaretz, he still has to do another 30 days when he comes to Eretz Yisrael. And Bishil says, the Knas is, you have to do the entire Naziris again, and if you're Mekabel 10 years, you have to do the entire 10 years again. The Mishnah brings a Maisa, Bilani Amalko, that she was Mekabel Naziris for 7 years in Chutzlaretz, and she came to Eretz Yisrael, And Beis Hillel made her do another 7 years, and actually she became Tamei the last day, so he made her do another 7 years, altogether 21 years. But the Mishnah is showing from the story with Hilani Amalka that according to Beis Hillel, you will have to do the entire length of the Naziris again. Now the Rambam, Hilchos Naziris, Perek Beis, Halacha of Aleph, says like this. Ein Naziris chutz la'aretz elo min haminyan. You cannot count any of the days that you did your Naziris in chutz la'aretz, which is Beis Hillel Shita, you'll have to do over the entire length of the Naziris. Rambam says, Afikach kainzin oisei leilech la'aretz Yisrael. Because those days don't go towards your Naziris, therefore, we make you go to Eretz Yisrael. The reading of the Rambam is mashma, you have to go immediately to Eretz Yisrael. Which brings up the question, because the Mishnah over there in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, asked the Kasha, that how did we let Hilani Amalka not go right away? If the Rambam holds that when you're Mekabel Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, you're Mechuyev to go to Eretz Yisrael right away, how come the Mishnah says that Hilani Amalka waited 7 years before she came? And then Beis Hillel made her do another 7 years, but it's clear that she waited 7 years before she came. So the Kasha Mishnah says a few ideas. He says maybe the Chum didn't know that she was a Nazira, or the entire din that you have to go to Yisrael is because of Tumas Am, which is the Rabbanon, and Tikkun HaMalchus. It was necessary for her to be in Chutz La'aretz. Tais Yomtiv argues on the whole Kasha Mishnah. He seems to learn that the Rambam never met Miyah. When the Rambam says that you make them go to Yisrael, it doesn't mean that you have to go right now to Yisrael. It means that one day you have to go to Yisrael and do over the entire Naziris. There's no knas you have to go to Yisrael. It just means a knas that when you go to Yisrael, you'll have to do over the entire counting. Tais Yomtiv is in Masechta Nazir, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. And he brings a ride from Hilani Amalka that didn't go back right away. So you see, there's no din that you have to go back right away. All the Rambam means is that when you go back, you'll have to count over. Now there's another issue with that Rambam, and that's the Ravid's Kasha. The Ravid asks, he doesn't understand the entire Rambam. The Rambam is talking about Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam is saying that Bizman HaZeh, if someone's Mekabel Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Ravid asks, what's the whole Mila of Eretz Yisrael over Chutz La'aretz? Obviously the Mila is Tumah. The Gemara says it's Tumah Sa'am. If that's the Mila, the Ravid asks, so today everyone's Tamei Meis. We don't have Efer Parah. So if one person comes Tamei Meis, he never could get out of that Tumah. So if any person was ever Tamei Meis, he's Tamei Meis for life. So we assume that all people are Tamei Meis, Bizman HaZeh. If all people are Tamei Meis, Bizman HaZeh, what's the big deal of being a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz? There's no Mile of Eretz Yisrael. Everyone in Eretz Yisrael is Tamei. Everyone in Chutz La'aretz is Tamei. So if you're Mekabel Naziris and you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're being Tamei, you're anyway Tamei because you're Tamei Meis. So why would we Mechayev you to go to Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah says, doesn't understand the question. He says, Einachanami, you were once Tamei, but you can't keep coming Tamei. What's going to allow you to stay in Chutz La'aretz and become Tamei every day? Einachanami, every person is a Tamei Meis. Well, are we going to allow you to become Tamei Meis more? No. So if you're in Chutz La'aretz, are we going to allow you to stay in Chutz La'aretz and become Tamei Meis more? That's why the Rambam's saying there's a mile to Eretz Yisrael. You should leave Chutz La'aretz. The reason you should leave Chutz La'aretz is because when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're becoming Tamei every day. So what's the Ravid's Kasha that once you're Tamei, why can't you just stay in Chutz La'aretz? It's a major Mila in Eretz Yisrael because in Chutz La'aretz, you're having a new Tamei every day automatically. So the Chazanish says that the Ravid's L'shitasim, the Ravid Paskins in Perek Hei of Hilchos Naziris Halacha Tezvav, he's actually talking about a Nazir, but it's also negay every Kain. A Kain that's Tamei Meis, is there anything wrong with becoming Tamei Meis again? On one hand, we say you're already Tamei. What's wrong with becoming Tamei more? You don't become Tamei more. Either you're Tari or Tamei. The Ravid says that since you were once Tamei, there's nothing wrong with becoming Tamei again. It doesn't make sense. A Tamei person, you can't become more Tamei. So if you can't become more Tamei, so the Ravid has an obvious question. Since every person in Chutz La'aretz is Tamei, and every person in Eretz Yisrael is Tamei, there's no Mila in Eretz Yisrael of a Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is explaining, argues on that Ravid. The Rambam is going to hold that even if you're Tamei, he's like, yeah, I guess every Kain that's Tamei, Meis once in his life, you're not allowed to become Tamei Meis again. If you're not allowed to become Tamei Meis again, therefore the Rambam says you better leave Chutz La'aretz, because Chutz La'aretz has Tumas Amim every day. You're living in a place that has Tumas Darabanan, so you should go to Eretz Yisrael. Because Ein Echanami, you have Tumas Meis from last year, or last week, but you can't have yourself getting new Tumas every second. Therefore you should go to Eretz Yisrael. That would be the Bir HaMachlokes Rambam and Ravid L'shitasai, how they learn if every Kayin, every Nazir that's Tamei, has an Issa to become Tamei again. Now, there's one last issue with the Lashon HaRambam. And that is, the Rambam says, Ein Nazirus Neheges El Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Kainsin Isai to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Kesem Mishnah asks, and all the other Nazir Kalim also ask, they don't understand. We know there's a Tumas Amim, there's a Dinder Abanim, the Chutz Loretz has a Tumah. If Chutz Loretz has a Tumah, so why is the Halacha that we can't see you? Sounds like, you know, they were upset at him, that he did the Nazirus in the wrong way, and they paid a knas, they punished him, that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's not an inyan of a knas. It's not an issue of punishing him. He's doing an Avera. He's getting Tumah Derabanan. You can't get Tumah Derabanan if you're a Nazir. So why is the Halacha that we can't see you to go to Eretz Yisrael? The Halacha should be Meikur D'dinai. Someone's Mekavel Nazirus in Chutz Laretz, we can't see him, we ask him to stay in Chutz Laretz, and he must go. It's not a knas. He must go, because he's being Iver Nisr every day. What's the lashon of a knas? So the Biskurov and stencils, it's actually a Meshech Chachma said a similar din in Parshas Nasai, the end of the Parsha of Nazir. They say that the Rambam is mashma, besides the din of Tumah, there's an inyan of doing Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam's lashon is Ein Nazirus Neheges El Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't really mention Tumah. It sounds like besides Tumah, there's a din that Nazirus has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. The Biskurov has a whole case, depends on the sugya of Gusha and Avira. There are ways for you to live in Chutz Laretz and never get that Tumah. Let's say you're on the second floor, if you hold it only Gusha Avira, you can have ways that you don't have the Tumah of Chutz Laretz. If you have ways that you don't have the Tumah of Chutz Laretz, you won't say the Rambam's Tumah is such a case. Obviously, if you're being over the Isser, the Kasim Mishnah is right. The Mishnah is asking, if there's an Isser, then obviously you have to leave Chutz Laretz. So the Biskurov wants to say the Rambam is talking about a case where you're not being over to Isser. You're on the second floor. Second floor in Chutz Laretz, let's say, is not over. Shede Tev Migdal, he has Eitzes, how you're not having Tumah. So you don't have the Isser. So theoretically, you shouldn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. On that, the Rambam says, Ein Nazirus Neheges El Eretz Yisrael. Nazirus needs Eretz Yisrael. For some reason, Biskurov did not say the reason. There's a separate din besides Tumah, nothing to do with Tumah. You're safe from Tumah. You're staying in Chutz Laretz and you have a way not to become Tumah. But still, Nazirus needs Eretz Yisrael. Lefikach, they have a kainsin I say that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a knas. You're doing Nazirus in the wrong place. It's not a halachic thing similar to an Avera. You're not doing an Avera. We're not going to pick you up and force you out. Because you're not doing an Avera. You're not becoming Tameh. But there's a din, an inyan, to do Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we can't see you that you're doing Nazirus in an improper way. And we can't see you must go to Eretz Yisrael. That's a knas. It's not an Isser. It's a knas, a punishment. You're doing Nazirus the wrong way, you must go to Eretz Yisrael. One of the Biskurov's rise to such an idea is because if the whole problem was the Tumas Ha'amim, so he says there's a lot of places like Surya that are not Eretz Yisrael but don't have Tumas Ha'amim. So if you don't have Tumas Ha'amim, why is the Halacha you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Why don't we say that you could just go to Surya, go to a place that doesn't have Tumas Ha'amim? So it's clear, the Biskurov says, that this has nothing to do with the Tumah, rather it is a din that we want you to do Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma brings you right from the Gemara in Tumur Daf Yudal. The Gemara asks on Avshalom. Avshalom was Mekabel Nazirus, but he was in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara asks, how could Avshalom be a Nazir in Chutz Laretz? It's not Olam and Aminyan. It doesn't count towards your days of being a Nazir. So, in fact, the Meshech Chachma, it's a pell of the Gemara. If the whole problem, which is the Pashtus, the whole problem of Chutz Laretz is that there's a Isser of Tumas Amim, this Tumah, but in the times of Avshalom, they still weren't Geizer Tumah. The Gzeira of Tumah, of Tumas Amim, is Yud Chas Dabar, it's Gzeira the Tanoia made. The Tanoia made it much after the times of Avshalom. It means in the times of Avshalom, there's no Tumas Amim. So what's the problem with being a Nazir in Chutz Laretz? So Meshech Chachma is Meichiach, the same Yisoid as the Biskurov, and he says that Tanamash, Loshan Rambam is Mashma. Ein Nazirus Neheges El Eretz Yisrael, there's a special halacha, that the key of Nazirus needs Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with Tumah. Just like we said, that if we'll be as Tumah, then you'll be Mechuyev to go. So obviously we're talking about a case that he's not Tumah, and still you have to go to Eretz Yisrael, because Ein Nazirus Neheges El Eretz Yisrael. With this, the Arsameach wants to answer the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid asked, what's the point of going to Eretz Yisrael? You're Tumah anyway. So we already said a Teretz from the Chazon Ish, that maybe the Rambam holds, and the Kasha Mishnah clearly says it's Teretz, that you're not allowed to become Tumah again. The Arsameach said, new Teretz. Forget about the Machlokes becoming Tumah again. This has nothing to do with Tumah. The Rambam is not being Mechayiv to go to Eretz Yisrael because of Tumah. The Rambam is being Mechayiv to go to Eretz Yisrael for a second reason, besides Tumah. We said, according to the Mishnah, we're talking about a case that you're not tummy. But still, we want you to do Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. So, maybe the rabbi's right. Maybe everyone agrees that if you're tummy, there's no problem becoming tummy again. But there's still another halacha. Just like we find that when you're tahar and you're on the second floor of the Brisgrov's case, that you're not getting tumas amim, still we want you to go Eretz Yisrael. So to the Ravid's case, when there's no issue to become tummy again because you're already tummy, still we want you to go daf with Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Eretz Yisrael answered the Ravid's kasha. Now, this whole idea that the Rambam has a new halacha, that you have to keep Naziris in Eretz Yisrael dafka, needs beer. So I didn't really see any pshat, but the Magia, one of the Mashiach Chachmas, writes that, in parentheses, that maybe this is similar to the halacha that we find the vua only works in Eretz Yisrael. It's like a kedusha, like a thing. Ein, you know, Ruach HaKadosh and the vua are not shayra, because it's only Eretz Yisrael. So too, Naziris is a davar shebekedusha. There's an inyan, you have to know where the Rambam got it from. Somehow learned it in the Al Mishnah, and he knew it's not also Tumah, which is very shrewd because the Gemara is clearly there is an Indian of Tumah. The Rambam knew that besides the Indian of Tumah, there's an Indian to be Mekayim Naziris, a Dabash of Kedusha, Dafka, and Yisrael, Dafka, when you have that Shefa of Kedusha, that Malkam Kedusha, that would be the spitz, the epitome of keeping Naziris, the Kedusha, Batairo, and that's why the Rambam is Mekayim Yigar Yisrael, even when it's not an issue of Tumah, even in the case that you're being tar, like the Biskarov says, or even like the Rambam saying that you're tummy anyway, so there's no milah of Tyra, still there's an inyan to do Naziris, Dafka and Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.